Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging around with me. I'm glad you're here. Ruth King is our guest. Ruth's our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the CEO and the founder of ProfitabilityChannel.com, which is an outstanding website for small business TV, small business television. How about that? She's also the author of The Ugly Truth About Small Business and The Ugly Truth About Managing People, and I'm not sure how many other of that series of books she's already done, maybe another one in the works. And she's a really good friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Ruth King, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Glad to be back.
It's always happy to have you back on the show. We're always glad to have that. And Ruth, one of the things I want to talk about, I want to get into some of the fundamentals of how we will be successful in 2009. But before we get there, I want you to talk. I want to get your thoughts on the attitude that I think we have to have for 2009. You know, as you and I both know, there are mechanical things that we'll do to be successful. And that's out. Those are the things that are laying out in front of us. And then there's that real estate between our ears that's so important,
right,
for our success and our survival. And that's where the attitude is. And so I've been telling my audience that in 2009, their attitude should be, I'm going to win by surviving. You see anything wrong with that? Is that too negative, or am I being realistic? What do you think?
I don't think it's too negative. I think, though, that everybody should set their what and define what surviving is to them.
Yeah.
Is surviving a no profit, no loss, basically a break even year? Is surviving a 10% profit?
And for some companies that might be a good year, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of guys that I work with, companies that I work with in the construction industry, and they have had some really tough years. Some of them have done incredibly well. But the ones who've had tough years, you know, they're looking at this year as a goose egg on the bottom line as doing really well because,
right,
of a lot of the things that are going on. So you have to look,
right,
at the individual industries, too.
And that's not a golden goose egg either, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
No.
She's not talking about the golden goose egg.
No, I'm talking about, like, $2 a profit.
Yeah.
Yeah, $2 a net profit.
Exactly.
But as long as it's, you know, a buck, they're happy this year because so many companies have gone out of business in construction and so many companies have not done well.
What I've been looking at is surviving. I'm just saying to people that if at the end of 2009, if you have survived, if all you've done is survive, like you said, all you got was a goose egg on the bottom line, there's no shame in that. In fact, that's a victory for some people. Now, for some companies, and this is the reason why I don't like really using the word recession. I use it on a very limited basis, Ruth, because this thing that I prefer to call it this thing that we're in right now.
Yeah.
And this thing that we're in right now is manifesting differently for different people. Some companies are actually going to thrive in this environment.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so we don't need to presume that they're not, but at the same time, but I will tell you, Ruth, there's anxiety and everybody, regardless of how well their business is doing, everybody is unsettled about what's going on right now, aren't they?
Agreed. Yeah, if you look at history, there are three industries that have always thrived in a recession: liquor, alcohol, and cosmetics.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, we don't mess with the makeup, do we?
No.
Say those again. What was that? Liquor.
Liquor. Cigarettes. And
yeah.
Cosmetics.
And cosmetics. That's funny. I thought you were going to say pantyhose too, but that's another story.
No, we're not going there.
So now that we've got our attitude right, now that we know that we're going to say, okay, if I survive 2009, you know, I will have succeeded, and if I do better, that's even better. That's a little gravy. But that's the middle part. That's the attitude part. But there are some mechanical things. There are some physical things that must be done, because all the attitude in the world won't help you manage your cash if you don't do the fundamentals.
Right. Absolutely.
Talk to us about that.
Well, number one is you've got to continue marketing. Number two is you got to understand.
You're saying don't become a caveman?
Don't become a caveman, because if you become a caveman, when everything comes out of this, people will have forgotten about you.
Yeah.
And there are still people buying. People forget that, but there are still people buying. You still have to do some things. I mean, there might not be as much discretionary income around, so some of those products might not go. But people still, you know, companies are still buying, businesses are still buying.
I've been saying that somebody is buying something from somebody somewhere right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
It might as well be you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you look at what we do from the side, that's the broadcasting side rather than the profitability channel side, people still need to communicate. People still need to do the things they need to do. We just do it very cost-effectively. You don't have to get on an airplane. I mean, when everything started going down that 1 week in October, we had the best week we ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Because people still have to do this. They have to comply with the federal rules. They have to comply with all the state regulations. And so they've got to get it out, and they're looking for a very cost-effective way to do that. And we provide that. We definitely provide that. And not only from a time and an expense standpoint, but a productivity standpoint, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that you and I've talked about before and that I've been harping on for a long time, over a decade now, is that cash is king. I call it the small business survival song. Mm-hmm. Profit is the queen of business, but cash is king. Those are the lyrics to the small business survival song. And there has never been a year, ever, not in the history of the marketplace, when cash wasn't king. But it's going to have to be the emperor of 2009, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, cash is always cash. I mean, cash is always the thing that lets you survive. You can't eat profits.
That's right. Yeah, and you can't. Yeah, that's exactly. They don't take those at the grocery store, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
No, they don't.
So what are your suggestions for making sure that we maintain our cash in a proper way?
Number one, a weekly cash flow report, a weekly cash flow statement, and I'd be happy to give anybody who wants one a copy of it. And you figure out where you are every week and what your projections are from a income and outgo the following
right.
week.
Right.
So you've got to know where you are all the time with cash. Number two is to get accurate financial statements every single month.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely key, because analyzing your ratios and doing the things that you need to do with respect to looking at what's going on with inventory, which is inventory is a bet.
Right. Hold on that thought. When we come back, I want to pursue this cash flow thing. You know, we've talked about this on the show before, folks. This electronic spreadsheet cash flow statement. Some people say you can do it by hand, and that's all right, but the electronic is the best way. We're going to get Ruth to help us with that right after these messages. Stay with us. Little Joe Cocker bringing us back. 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're rocking and rolling with our good friend Ruth King, the CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com. And Ruth, you want to tell us a little bit about Profitability Channel?
Profitability Channel is a business problem solver. You have access to experts in HR, financial management, sales, marketing, technology, whatever, to be able to help you. We do 30 live programs a month or so, and we have probably the largest business library, video library in the world right now.
Yeah.
You got about 350, 400 business programs, no theory, all practical things that you can implement today.
Exactly. So check that out, folks. And that's ProfitabilityChannel.com. I encourage you to go there and use Ruth's stuff. Can they find your books there, too, Ruth?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. The Ugly Truth About Small Business
and The Ugly Truth About Managing People.
There you go. Both of those are right there, folks, so check that out. My websites, by the way, folks, are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Actually, just go there. You can find my blog from there. You can find my knowledge base, Ask Jim, from there. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. Lots and lots of good stuff that will help you out. I want to get back, Ruth, to this cash flow spreadsheet. You know, I tell my audience and have for a long time, you can delegate a lot of things, but don't delegate the cash flow management, the keeping up with the cash flow. You can delegate the accounting. You can delegate the accounts receivable, accounts payable, the inventory, whatever you want to do. But when it comes to cash flow, unless you got a really big business, really big small business, I think the CEO, the leader of that company, the one whose name has to be on the, who has to sign twice if they ever have to borrow money at the bank, that person needs to know what's going on with the cash, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean, Oprah Winfrey still signs all her checks.
Yeah.
I mean, how big is her business?
Yeah, exactly. And so, so let's talk about that, about building a spreadsheet that that will help people, you know, come up with this, because a lot of people just don't know how to do this.
Well, let's do it visually first.
Okay.
Let's assume that we have a tank, and in that tank is a certain level of water, and assume that level of water is cash. You have a certain level of cash in your tank, so you have a certain level of cash in your bank account. So in that tank of water, in that, the level goes up and the level goes down, depending upon whether you open the spigot at the top to pour cash in or pour money in, and then you close that off, and then you open the spigot on the bottom to drain it when you pay bills and everything along those lines.
Actually, in most businesses, you don't have to open anything. It's always draining something out.
Well, let's you can close the valve on the bottom and not write a check. Come on. And then cash flow, a cash flow statement just tells you how much you're opening the spigot on the top to pour money in, and how much you have to open the spigot on the bottom for payments that have to go out. And you've got to maintain a certain level of water in the tank, or a certain level of cash in the tank.
And the beautiful part about an electronic spreadsheet of that, electronic representation of your cash flow, is that you can project when, what months that you're going to have extra money going out the drain.
Sure.
So that you can, and you can see what your ending cash balance is going to be in that tank. And you can, and it'll help you see when you're going to have to make more sales, when you're going to have to budget more sales, when you may have to go to the bank and borrow some money to have from a cash flow standpoint, you know, when you're going to have to cut back on things, and you can look at the whole year like that, can't you?
Absolutely.
It's the best thing that ever happened to me as a manager was when I learned how to build and manage my own cash flow spreadsheet. And if I can do it, Ruth,
anybody
can do it.
It's not
That's
hard.
Exactly
just
right.
think of it. Just think of the tank of water coming in and going out. That's all it is.
And if, and even if you're not capable of building the spreadsheet, somebody can build it for you, and you can use it as long as you don't change the formulas. You can use it forever and ever.
And the formulas are, you know, if you think about accounting that was done, started in the 1200s, that hasn't changed either since
That's
the
right.
1200s.
That's exactly right.
I mean, we're looking at 1,000 years almost of, you know, 800 years of the same thing working.
Isn't this the year, 2009, going to be the year when we have to scrutinize every expenditure?
You should do it every year anyway.
Yeah, I know, but extra this year. What do you think?
I think people who haven't been paying attention to have to start paying attention to it this year. Okay.
Okay. So, what do you think about? You know, you've been around a while, Ruth. You're still a baby, but you've seen a few things. What do you think about the economy for 2009?
It's going to come back. The question is when.
Yeah. It always does. You know, it's going to come back.
Yeah.
But do you think we're looking at a tough first half and a recovery in the second half?
Well, I know we're definitely going to have a tough first quarter overall.
Yeah.
Whether we have a tough first half depends upon what happens with the Fed and what they do with credit and start easing off.
What the
off
government,
on the
what Obama's administration does with the new stimulus and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But once the credit starts, I mean, once the credit starts going, opening up again, you'll start seeing lending, and then as a result of lending, you'll see more spending, which means that will. You know, the cycle of
more hiring and we need it's a big part of our problem, Ruth, is our attitude, isn't it? There's a lot of negative attitude. Once that changes, once people start feeling positive, things really and I really think you're right. I think things can turn around quickly once that happens.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing some of it coming out now.
Yeah.
Starting to see, you know, instead of the recession word, the recovery word every now and then. So that's
exactly.
Good.
Let's you and I keep doing that. Let's contribute to that, Ruth.
Absolutely.
Hey, Ruth, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
Okay, you have a great
Ruth
holiday.
King, ladies and gentlemen, ProfitabilityChannel.com. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Waiting for the break of day.
In Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.